You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
How to Get the Most Out of Your Amazon Echo Dot by Brian Barrett. So you got yourself a brand new Amazon Echo Dot. Congratulations, you'll get along great with it. But before you start yelling at your shiny new toy, take a quick look at the full range of what it can do for you. It's more than you might have imagined. The tips and tricks below also mostly work for, well, any Alexa-powered device. There are a ton of them out there, and while they may not be as puckish, both in the hockey and Shakespearean sense, they could all benefit from a quick primer. The setup. First, make sure you've established a nurturing environment in which your Echo Dot can thrive. Kidding. Just plug that sucker into a wall outlet and let it fly. Next, your Dot will sit there, patiently glowing orange, while you download the Alexa app for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire tablets, or whatever combination of those suits your personal setup. If the Echo Dot light isn't orange anymore, press and hold the action button. That's the one with the white dot in the middle. For 5 seconds. To get it back into setup mode. Then, from within the app, sign into your Amazon account and set up Wi-Fi by going to Settings, Set Up New Device, and entering your local network's password. The Alexa app will show you a video that handholds you through your Echo Dot introductions. But why watch when you can explore? Just remember, start every question or command with Alexa, or change the prompt under Settings, Wake Word, if you'd prefer Echo, Amazon, or Computer. The speaker. None of Amazon's Echo lineup has a speaker that you could reasonably describe as banging. The Dot, thanks to its diminutive size, has the weakest of the bunch. If you want Alexa to sound like she's calling you from inside a tin can, fine. If, however, you want the full Alexa experience, you're in luck. The Echo Dot features audio out, meaning you're just a 3.5mm audio cable away from making your home's very best speaker a smart one. If you hate cables more than you do latency, it also supports Bluetooth. What speaker you hook the Dot up to depends on your personal preference, but we can recommend a few for you. And if you want to color coordinate, or just add a little flair to your Dot, Amazon offers 6 colorful protective cases to choose from as well. The basics. Power? Check. Wi-Fi? Check. Killer speaker to piggyback off of like an ox pecker on a hippo? Hopefully check. Okay, let's boogie. Where you put your Echo Dot depends on personal preference, of course, and we would never dissuade you from following your heart. But if this is your first Alexa device, you need to put it in the kitchen. Why? Because that's the room in your home where Alexa's native abilities shine brightest. Out of the box, your Echo Dot can set timers, convert measurements, blast music, or NPR or podcasts or whatever you're into, and more. You're going to want to do some quick customization before you get going, though. Change your default music service. Echo devices default to Amazon Music, which is a perfectly fine option and has a pretty robust offering of free tunes if you're a Prime member. If you've committed to Spotify, Pandora, or iHeartRadio, though, you can make one of those your default music player instead by going to Settings, Music and Media, Link Account to Alexa, in the app. Flash Briefing. Alexa does not have the most dulcet-toned speaking voice, but in short bursts, as in the Flash Briefing, which ticks off curated news stories at your command, it'll do. You have literally thousands of options to choose from, which you can find in Settings, Flash Briefing, Get More Flash Briefing Content. Don't go overboard unless you've got an hour to kill, and try to mix up coverage types to avoid redundancy. If you're not sure where to start, here is a humble suggestion. Integrate your calendar. Amazon doesn't offer its own calendar service, but allows for BYO from iCloud, Gmail, Office 365, or Outlook. Do this. Life gets just that much easier when you can ask Alexa what appointments you have that day. Go to Settings, Calendar, Link, and follow the instructions from there. Make a phone call. With a recent update, Alexa can make phone calls. Sort of. Specifically, you can place calls to people in your phone's contacts who also have Alexa devices, meaning your conversations will be Alexa to Alexa, which feels like it should be a palindrome, but isn't. Family profiles. Maybe you live in a household or dorm room where everyone has their own Amazon account. Don't worry. Switching profiles should help avoid Alexa-based confusion. By adding accounts to your household, everyone can access their personal calendar, content library, flash briefing, and more. Go to Settings, Household Profile, and sign in. Then tap Continue and let the next person do the same. Presto! One big happy Echo family. To switch accounts, and this should not come as much of a surprise, say, Alexa, switch accounts. And to prevent accidental, or intentional if you live with a scallywag, purchases on the wrong account, go to Settings, Voice Purchasing, Require Confirmation Code. To establish a 4-digit PIN for any acts of consumerism, cover your tracks. As soon as you say, Alexa, your Echo Dot starts listening and recording. In practice, that's not so different from Google tracking what you type into Chrome, but it does feel a small dose creepier when it's your voice on file. If you go to Settings, History, you can see what Alexa has clocked you saying, and delete them one by one. For a bulk cleansing, head here and go to your Devices, Echo Dot, Manage Voice Recordings. A pop-up should give you an option to clean slate your search history with one tap. The skills. In addition to its native abilities, Alexa by now has well over 10,000 skills, which is just a fancy way to say voice-activated apps. Adding them is easy. Just say, Alexa, enable Domino's Pizza, and your Echo Dot can help you summon up a piping hot side of spicy jalapeno pineapple chicken chunks, if that's your thing. Finding skills, though, presents challenges. You can search for them on the web, but Amazon's Skills Store interface manages, somehow, to both over- and underwhelm. Rather than loading up on forgettable skills, take a little time to see how you use your Echo Dot, and pick up skills along the way that target any gaps. If you find yourself thinking that you wish you did X, chances are there's a skill for it. In the meantime, though, here's something of a sampler to get you started. Smart home of choice. Got a smart home? Hope that's working out for you. One way to make it work a little better is to connect it to Alexa, which supports Nest, Control 4, Smart Things, Philips Hue Lights, Lutron, Insteon, and pretty much any other hub or platform you can think of. If you're a smart home newbie, maybe start with a smart plug from Wemo or TP-Link. Low-cost, low-stakes entry points that let you turn whatever is plugged into them on and off with a Yelp. Big Sky. One of our favorite weather apps is Dark Sky, a hyper-local service that lets you know what it's like outside, not just in your city, but on your block. Think of Big Sky as Dark Sky, just without all the pretty maps. In fact, it uses the Dark Sky API, so the reports are just as accurate and informative. You just need to ask for them. Call a car. Uber and Lyft both offer Alexa skills, letting you request a ride without pulling out your phone. Lyft comes with the added benefit of telling you how much a given ride will cost. Kayak. If you want to go even further, try Kayak. It requires that you have a Kayak account, but if for once you've got one of those handy, you can book hotels, check on flight prices, and even get recommended trips based on your home airport and your budget. 7-minute workout. If you have trouble motivating to work out, it's worth giving this exercise app a shot. It does what it says, guiding you through a short workout, letting you take breaks as needed. It's just one routine, which can get monotonous. But hey, no pain, no gain. The Magic Door. At this stage in Alexa's evolution, its available skills mostly comprise either slick marketing grabs or hobbyist efforts. The Magic Door, though, shows the platform's potential for real depth. Saying too much might give away some of the fun, but suffice it to say that it's an interactive game that leads you on a magical adventure stuffed with riddles, gnomes, and a tropical monkey island. Jeopardy! This is Jeopardy! Sort of! Updated every weekday, the official Jeopardy app tests you with the 6th clue in every category from that day's show. You already shout the answers at the TV when you watch. Now you can do it with the validation you crave. And that should do it. For a start, anyway. Amazon adds new Alexa skills by the week, so keep an eye on their regular update emails in case something catches your eye. Otherwise, enjoy yelling at your new gadget and having it actually talk back for a change.